My name is Cody Motes. I am 18 years old. Today is May the 5th, and I'm speaking with Jimmy Leon, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Dunwoody, Georgia. How was life before the war?
Boring.
What'd you do?
I worked in the Department of Health, downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I volunteered in 1968.
Alright, that's the next question. So, what did you do when you found out about Vietnam? What happened there?
What happened there?
Yeah, when you found out.
That I was going? Well, I thought it was going to be an adventure, but it wasn't really an adventure. It was very intense over there.
Yeah. Alright, and you already said you got volunteered. You volunteered. Why did you volunteer?
I was bored.
And you said you joined the Marines. So how was boot camp there and what happened?
I went to boot camp in Parris Island, South Carolina. And it was in the wintertime when I was there. Very, very, very cold. And our training was cut in half because of the Vietnam War. So we had half the training, which is, let's see, what was that being? 16 weeks, we did it in 8 weeks. We had to do it half the time.
Dang. And was, I guess the weather was already crucial and all that. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
What did you do there? Did y'all drill?
Yeah.
Combat?
Yeah, you had combat training. You had, myself, I became a motor transport person, which is called 3531. And that's where I really learned how to drive a vehicle in the military.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing ever since.
All right. And what happened when you first got to Vietnam?
We seen some sights we didn't really like to see.
Yeah.
And they took us to our base. And of course, in the military, when you're a truck driver, you start out in a motor pool, which is most of what everybody does. And I'm talking about doing tire changing and stuff like that. You had to go start from the bottom and work your way up to the top of the driver. And you just, I guess you call it on-job training. That's how you learn how to drive a truck, at OJT.
All right. And what base were you stationed in?
I was in, where? Stateside or overseas?
Overseas.
Overseas?
Yeah.
Let me think. I was in Chu Lai.
Chu Lai. All right.
Chu Lai.
All right. And how was the environment in the base?
It was pretty good where I was at. We had Marines, Army, Navy, and CBs on our base. So we were pretty full base.
Yep.
It was Air Wing. I was in the Air Wing.
All right.
First Marine Air Wing.
All right. And did you experience any combat? And, like, how was it like?
I was stationed at Camp Lejeune as a in the security department. So I took troops to the front lines, and come back to get them at a later time. Hopefully they all came back. Most time they did. Sometimes they didn't. And I also took officers to the flight lines to get on their combat jets and and fly their missions.
All right. And what did you do when you left Vietnam?
Celebrated.
Yeah.
we had a base closing, we had to destroy everything on base where the enemy couldn't do nothing with all the stuff. So
the information, all that?
Yeah, we destroyed everything.
All right. And I think this is the last question.
Because it was nearing the end.
It was nearing the end of the war, so we had to destroy everything and then make sure all the equipment we had was clean for no parasites and no nothing on it to bring back to the United States of America for troops, for the people here. So we had very good inspections before we left.
All right, and what happened when you got back home?
Again, I celebrated.
Was it like a big old parade, or was it like a...
No parades and nothing, but the time I came back is during the, what do you call that?
Peace?
Yeah, and that was very interesting and different from what it was and all that.
Yeah.
But,
you let your hair grow out, you were a hippie?
I didn't. Not after the end of the interview, you don't do that no more. But before that, I was. I had hair down past my shoulder blades. So, but after being in the military, you learn how to stay a little clean cut.
Mm-hmm.
And
just get back to work.
Then go back to work and never ever got involved in no drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was a hippie movement. That's all they did.
Yep.
But,
Never drank.
Yep.
And, then I went on about my civilian life.
Truck driver.
As a truck driver for the last 50 something years.
Yep. And last question, did you feel like you won the war?
I feel like we, did the best we could do, but, some of the people back in the States at the time were a little bit non-supportive.
Mm-hmm. Because we lost the war
because we had no real support at the time.
Yeah.
And I hated losing 50,000 something people.
Mm-hmm.
Young people, very young back then, they're about as young.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sad thing nowadays because the wall would see all those different names on it, try to find the people you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not yet found many, many people.
You hung out with or you found?
Right.
Yeah.
And you do run across some people's names that you do recognize, which was one of my officers when I was in Vietnam. He went on a mission, and he didn't come back. But he was ejected, and he died from after an injection in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.